Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
So the water boy's a cheater. Okay, maybe the Astros are the cheetahs. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, you can go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com, and put your comments in the chat. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. Don't care. I'm in a good mood. Let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
Although, I have to ask you a question, Hoffman.
Okay.
What the hell is going on in this office? The first email I get this morning, I was working from home, and the first email I get is, yes, it smells like gas, but you're not going to blow up. It's just construction.
Yep.
The second email is, sorry it's so cold in the building. What the hell is going on here today?
I don't know.
But nobody blew up from the gas.
No
right?
one blew up. It's not gas.
Okay.
It was what it is construction down below. They're building, I don't know, food places or something. I don't know. This building is under constant construction.
Yeah, it is. Outside and in.
Yeah. And by the way, have you noticed they're redoing all the bathrooms except ours? Like the second floor bathroom's getting a full reconstruction. I don't know
guess
what they're waiting
for.
We're going
to have to start using that one.
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of ahead of the curve. They redid our floor first.
Yeah, but not our bathrooms.
No, they didn't do the bathrooms. But I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I don't know. The women's restroom may be a palace for all I know. You've got to have a special key to get in there.
Yeah.
So they probably have some, like a mini bar and some crazy stuff going on in there.
Got a couch.
Yeah, they've got to like check out a key or something to even go to the restroom around here.
All right. Well, I was just curious since I purposefully, I was going to come in, and then I saw that. I'm like, nah, I think I'll just work from home.
Well, I had a whole show planned out, and then Astros happened. And how many layers are you wearing?
Just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
You don't have a t-shirt under that sweatshirt?
No, I don't. It's just a sweatshirt, but it's really a light sweatshirt.
That's a weird choice.
Yeah.
Who wears a hoodie with no t-shirt underneath?
It's a very comfortable hoodie.
But what if you get hot?
Yeah, I won't. This one's I am because of the jacket, but I'm taking the jacket off.
Okay,
so there.
That's an interesting way to live. Fred. Yeah,
so much for it being cold in this place.
Yeah. Well, the Astros are apparently big fat cheaters, and this is nothing new as far as sign stealing goes. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with sign stealing. If you're not taking care of your signs and it's being picked up, okay. But I've always prefaced it with, as long as you're not using technology to steal signs.
Yeah, no drones. You can't use drones.
No drones, no cameras.
Yeah.
That's a bad look. And again, the way the article reads, and I'm sure everybody's read it by now, the way the article reads, they're not the only ones that are doing this. They're the only ones who have former players apparently just coming up and snitching on them. Mike Fiers, who, I mean, everyone liked around here, seemed like a nice enough guy. Look at him now. Turned right on him. Turned on him. Have a little success somewhere else. And he's like, oh, now I'm safe. I'm going to get at least a multi-year deal. Now he's like, yeah, by the way, the Astros are cheating this whole time. That's why they're good. And apparently there's like a guy, imagine that's your job. You're the guy whose job is to see what sign gets put down and then bang on the pipes so the batter knows what pitch is coming. What do you think the salary is for something like that?
$32,000 a year. Plus, you get nice seats.
I mean, you only have... No, I think you're like hidden up somewhere...
Well, you're center field, right?
I mean, no, you've got to be closer than that so they can hear the pipes. I'm guessing you've got an iPad with the camera view from center field. Hmm. I don't know where they're set up exactly.
According to Rosenthal in the report, they were sitting in the hallway that goes from the dugout to the clubhouse.
Okay.
And they had a special TV set up in that hallway where somebody would sit with a big trash can and bang on it.
Well,
banging on a trash can. That's great. You use all this technology to steal the signs, and then that's how you're going to communicate it?
There's no secret earbuds. There's nothing like... I mean, what an odd thing. Now, here's where I stand on this. I'm a little bit torn because I don't want to besmirch my memories of the 2017 Astros. I also am a big believer in if you didn't catch them at the time, then sorry. If they cheated and they won, then that's on you. But it also kind of ruins the romanticism of that championship team, doesn't it?
Not really.
Not to you? You're not kind of like, no. Oh, man, that sucks.
This is one of those stories that, frankly, is going to get way more play than it should. Just like to me, Deflategate was the most overreported story in history. This is going to be the same thing. And the reality is, okay, you know, if you were doing that and you can prove it, then find him a draft pick and let's move on. I mean, it doesn't change anything. You still,
even if
you know what pitch is coming, you still have to hit the damn thing.
Yeah, but Fred, when's the last time you played baseball? You should know. If you know what pitch is coming, your success rate is going to go through the roof. Through the roof.
Well, then why the hell weren't they stealing signs against the Nationals?
I don't know.
Okay, then. I rest my case.
I mean, I think they tried.
Yeah. Well, then they needed to do a better job because they lost.
Well,
so
I don't want to go crazy because I don't know if, you know, and by the way, the Astros statement.
Oh, wait, I haven't seen their statement.
Oh, you
tell me all. Tell me all about it. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I will say it's better than the last time they had to put out a statement.
Well, that wouldn't take much.
Where it was basically, there's bad reporting going on. You guys don't know what you're doing. Statement from Astros regarding the story posted by The Athletic. The Houston Astros organization has begun an investigation in cooperation with Major League Baseball. It would not be appropriate to comment further on this matter at the time.
Just like the investigation you did into the last one?
I guess so.
Oh, okay, just check.
That means in 2 or 3 days, they're going to come out and be like, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We cheated. Yeah. And this, I mean, I think the other thing that kind of hurts the Astros' case here is they got caught cheating a couple years ago. Was it last year or the year before with the camera and the,
Yeah, I don't remember when it was, but it was.
2018.
2018, yeah. I mean.
Didn't help them against the Red Sox.
No, it's...
Well, you know why they couldn't use it against the Red Sox? Because Cora's over there, and he's been doing the same stuff. So they probably just agreed, we're not going to cheat because...
It does make me wonder if... And by the way, I mean, this is great news for guys like Alex Bregman and George Springer and Carlos Correa, guys who want to get these big contracts. I guess Bregman already signed his, but you put up some big numbers like that. I mean, yeah, you're set up for a nice deal. It's so if I'm a hitter, I understand the reasoning behind it. Yeah, I'll go along with that. But it does make you wonder if these guys are as great of hitters as we've been led to believe they are.
Yeah, see, that's the problem when something like this comes out is you start questioning everything. The reality is they couldn't have done this very often. And it because there's just and they obviously you think you're going to hear that thing in a playoff game as loud as it gets in that place. You can't do it on the road. It's. I'm sorry. It's not that big a deal. It doesn't taint anything for me. They got away with a few runs here and there, so be it. Other teams try to do the same thing, but fine them. Let's move on. Let's quit acting like this is.
Yeah.
You know. Let's not turn this into freaking Deflategate or Bountygate or any of those things that never needed to get that far. But Rosenthal's right. People hate the Astros. They've continually done things to make people hate them more. You beat the Yankees.
I mean, they're kind of bad guys now. They're black hats.
I've been telling you that for a while. You don't listen to me.
I thought that the 2017 team, I thought, was white hat. And then they made a switch to the black hat for 2019. And now I'm realizing they've been black hat all along.
Well, here's the problem.
It's like when it's like when Shawn Michaels kicked Marty Jannetty on the Rockers and then he threw him through the plate glass window and he was the bad guy. It's like, man, he turned up. Like when Hulk Hogan went with the NWO.
Well, here's the problem. Who did they beat to get to the World Series this year?
They beat the New York Yankees.
Who did they beat in 2017 to get to the World Series?
The New York Yankees.
Yeah, okay. This goes back. They're basically, we're just following the game plan that was set by the old Southwest Conference. If you beat the University of Texas, you went on probation. Where do you think people found out about the Golden Trans Am for Eric Dickerson? Why do you think A&M went on probation? Why do you think went on probation? They all beat Texas, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Astros have beaten the Yankees twice now. Guess what happens?
Yeah, you think that's what's happening?
Yes,
huh?
That is.
Well, Mike Fiers doesn't play for the Yankees.
No, he doesn't. But all the reporters who are going out and getting this stuff have Yankees tattoos on their junk.
Maybe
that's
so.
What happens. That's what happens. And yeah, they are the bad guys. They've been bad guys since, since the Osuna deal. They've been bad guys.
Maybe so.
And it's not surprising me that they're cheating. It's not surprising me that a lot of teams are cheating. What surprises me is that if you're doing it, boy, you better, what happened to honor among thieves? What happened to the fact that, listen, if you were in the mafia and you went to another family, would you go public with what the first family was doing? No. Then you're a rat. You don't do that. If it helps, hey, you know what? Mike Fiers, you threw a no-hitter. You threw a no-hitter while you were here. Why are you going to go rat people out?
I guess he plays in division now.
You know what? We're changing his name. He's Henry Hill.
Oh.
And his ass needs to go in witness protection somewhere.
Well, this is it's a tough situation. I mean, because now it's come to the light and you can't. I mean, are you saying you've got to go? You're a go after the whistleblower guy?
Well, aren't you the one that says don't be a rat all the time? Or how much you hate snitches and snitches get stitches?
Sometimes.
No, well, you always say that. So you're not going to here?
There's a difference between snitching and whistleblowing for the greater good.
Oh, get out of here. Whistleblowing for the greater good. It's the same thing.
Mike Fiers is basically Edward Snowden.
No, he's not.
The Astros are basically the U.S. government.
He'll only be Edward Snowden if you stick him in Russia and he can't come home. Which, I mean, he's in Oakland. It's the same thing. But we'll get to that in a minute. All right, I got to tell you about Harry's. And the best thing about a shave is having a great blade. And you don't want to spend a bunch of money. You want convenience. You want it sent right to your house. That's what you get with Harry's. And when you have to replace your blades, how about this? Just $2 a pop. And if you haven't tried Harry's yet, you're going to find out what an amazing deal that they're going to give you. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And here's the other part of this. If you don't like your shave, they're going to give you a full refund. So this is a $3 risk to find out if you like the razors. And I love them. It's great. I have them sent right to my mailbox whenever I need replacements. Again, amazing offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Aaron, how you doing in there, man?
I'm great.
Yeah?
A little warm. I saw the email about the heater not working, so I bundled up with a couple layers extra.
I did too.
When it's cold, I can wear a t-shirt and I'm comfortable in here.
I should have known in here it's never going to be. It's going to be one or the other.
Is it cold outside?
Yeah, it's about 40s. It's not cold. Okay.
In the sun, it feels great.
Yeah. Now, this morning when it was dark and I was taking the dogs out for a walk and the wind was howling, I looked at my phone and it says feels like 18. I'm like, yeah, I could buy that because that definitely had a Saskatchewan feel to it.
That's no
but
good.
Tonight's supposed to be worse in terms of cold. But then it'll be over. This is our winter. We get 4 days. So let's just enjoy the cold.
Winter is coming.
Yeah, it's here and that's it. And then next week it'll be 90 degrees again and we'll all be bitching about that.
A lot of people are asking about fading Akron tonight. And you and I were talking about it during the break. I don't want to I don't. I'm definitely not betting on Akron plus 17.
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan is 1-4 in the MAC. I mean, the MAC is about as bad of a conference as you'll find in Division One or in FBS.
Yeah.
And they're 1-4 in the MAC.
Can we go back to calling it Division One?
I like that better. I missed that. But I guess it was degrading for people who aren't. I liked it better when it was Division One and Division One Double A.
Yeah, and because like, then, you know, now it's FCS. Well, they're the championship series. Why is that better than FBS?
I don't know.
It sounds better, right? Championship. Yeah,
that's, they feel better about themselves.
Well, that, okay. You know, some people have small penises. That's okay.
But the Akron, I can't give up 17 points, or I can't take 17 points with them, but Eastern Michigan shouldn't be a 17-point favorite on the road at Akron on a Tuesday. It doesn't make sense. So it's a stay away for me. I also looked at the, for anyone who's already into college hoops, Mississippi Valley State is the worst basketball team in the country. And they are literally 353 out of 353 Division One. Basketball still calls them Division One.
Yeah.
But they are 353 out of 353.
Yeah, because there's no bowl subdivision for basketball.
No. Their losses, these are how many points they've given up so far through in three games. They gave up 110 at Iowa State. They lost that game 110 to 74. They lost at Utah 143 to 49. For those of you who aren't great at math, that's 94 points, a 94-point differential. And they lost at Central Michigan 134 to 78.
Is that good?
That's not good. Western Michigan's not good either. They're a pretty bad team. They are 27-point favorites. They are 246th, according to KenPom, and they are 27-point favorite. If I had to play one tonight, I would play Western Michigan basketball over Eastern Michigan football.
Okay, as long as you have to pick a directional Michigan school. And now I've cooled off a little bit on my hockey plays. I've missed two of my last three after an 11-2 start. Do like Edmonton-San Jose over six quite a bit tonight.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll get us back on track. I can't find a line on University of Houston because...
What do you mean?
On their game.
On the basketball game?
Yeah.
Well, let me pull that up
for you. I've been through it a few times here on pregame, and I can't find it.
It's because it's going to be listed as an extra game.
Oh, well, they don't have it listed in the extras either.
So they are minus 27 hosting Alcorn State tonight.
Ah. Couple of things to follow up on with the Cheetahs. Dustin said the video sign stealing only happened in summer of 2017 and could only be done at home when there wasn't much noise in the stadium, so it clearly didn't happen in the playoffs. I think you're making an assumption there that it only happened in summer of 2017. If they were doing it in 2017, they were doing it in 15, 16. Somebody did it and it worked. So
that's kind of where
during the playoffs, somebody mentioned, it was whistling and then it was banging on this. So I'm sure that if they were doing this stuff, they've been doing it for a while.
Somebody on Twitter said that if you look at the numbers, they were the better on the road in 2017 than at home. So does that really count for anything if they were stealing signs when they were at home?
I don't know. This is so stupid. And Lamont said, you don't know what cinching is if you're being serious. I thought that we made it clear the whole first segment. We weren't being serious. We were just trying to have fun with it. I don't care.
I don't think he's really Edward Snowden by any. Okay. There was some tongue in cheek there.
I do really believe that. That's when it crosses the line to cheating from gamesmanship to cheating. I believe if you're not trying to pick up signs, like if you got a runner on second and he's not trying to pick up signs and you're still using your lazy 1, 2, 3 fingers and then pointing to the side you want the pitch to go, at the major league level especially, that's on you.
Well, you should be, even at the little league level, goodness gracious.
Yeah. But if you're talking about using cameras, I do think it's cheating. But they didn't get, well, if they did get caught, it didn't cost them a World Series. You know, so it's not like they're going to take it away like it's Reggie Bush's Heisman.
Right.
They're the World Series champs. They got it.
If worst case scenario, you get a fine and a slap on the wrist.
Maybe
don't
lose
do it
a draft
again.
Pick.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah. But where the Astros draft these days, who cares?
Yeah. They'll just draft another guy that they trade.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot more to get to. We haven't even mentioned last night's game, which was pretty damn entertaining.
It was. Best Monday night game in a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, we thought it'd be a good game with those two teams, but it lived up to it. We've seen some good football this past weekend.
There has been. All right. You know what else is good? Triangle Energy. You know why? Because they're not jerking you around. They're not saying, oh, well, this is your rate on paper and then charging you something else or giving you extra fees and nonsense. They don't do that. It's an easy, simple process to get signed up. There's no gimmicks, no surprises on your bills. In fact, you'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even goes in the mail. You can lock your rate in for 12, 24, or 36 months. You can avoid the rate hikes and lock it in. They keep it simple, guys. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. And they're offering discount for our listeners as well. Use the promo code ESPN when you sign up, and you'll save even more on their already great rates. Give them a call today, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
Hey, guys, what are you doing Thursday? Come out to Whitmire's Distillery and help us do a barrel pick. You can participate. We're going to pick a barrel. We're going to go through several of them, and then they're going to bottle it for us right there. And you can check out all the great products while you're at Whitmire's. It's at 16711 Hollister. We will be there Thursday from 4 to 7 doing the show, and then we'll have the bottles picked right after that. And you can buy one right there and take it home with you. You can have your holiday parties there and do the same thing. You can do a barrel pick with your group. They'll bottle it for you right there. If you go on a tour of the distillery, you can try all their great products. And if you haven't tried the new big product they have out, it's the Rye Bourbon Blend. It's fantastic, and I love it. I've got a couple bottles at my place, and you can go if you come out and see us Thursday, you can try it right there in the distillery. It's fantastic. It's all over the place. You can get it at Specs, liquor stores all over the city, the new Whitmire's Rye Bourbon Blend. Visit them today at whitmires.com. Book your tour. Buy it at the distillery, or you can buy it at the liquor stores, whitmires.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Local Music Tuesday, by the way, so everything you hear are local bands. And Aaron will put it on Facebook and tweet it out later what they are. So if you hear something you like, go check them out. Go buy one of their CDs. Go see one of their shows. A lot of great bands here locally. Please support them. So,
Kevin calls me out.
Okay.
U of H is playing Alabama State, not Alcorn State. Not all SWAC schools are the same. They all look the same to me.
Just gonna
just their logos. I mean, yeah. Yeah, so my bad. My bad, Alabama State.
Yeah, I still don't think you cover, but okay. St. Patrick said, I think it's a little more than anything, it's just a really bad look for a team that is already hated nationally. How could this potentially affect them in free agency? It's not going to affect them. It's if players want to be here, they'll be here. So, and then with an idea like that to cheat, who do you think in the organization first proposed it from Casey?
Boy, that's a good question.
Probably manager, right?
I would guess.
Yeah.
I mean, and
not that I want to.
Doesn't make me feel any differently about AJ.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a manager, let's be honest. From the Twitch channel, Hockley Dan says, how much of a bad look does the MLB have? Didn't they clear them of the supposed cheating? I think that was for the whistling.
Yeah.
That was this year. So, yeah. But 2017, they haven't been cleared for.
No. That's still up for debate, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, I think it's one of those things that's going to take on a life of its own, but the reality is, if you're Astros fan, the world hates you, man. And they just keep doing things to make it worse. And I know trying to – it's it's not fair to compare them to the Patriots who've been doing it for decades, but it's kind of the same thing. You get good, and people are going to look for things to come after you for.
Yeah.
So Mark says, big fan of the 49ers. I would have never guessed that he's got a 49er logo in his Twitter, but he says, thought that Jimmy G looked scared at times after losing Sanders to injury, especially in the fourth and OT. Have less confidence in this team's offense right now, and Clowney had his best game as a Seahawk. Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney looked pretty good in the Texans uniform right now.
Yep, but Barkevious Mingo.
Well, it's not just him. They got two guys, and they traded that draft pick for Gary and Conley. So there.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so basically they got Conley for Clowney and Mingo. Like Conley, Mingo, and the other guy who never plays.
Yeah, the fact that I'm even like struggling to think of his name, that tells you. Jacob Martin.
Yeah.
That tells you everything you need to know. And this is what I got into it with a bunch of people last night on Twitter, and it's spilled over into today because I think Texans Twitter's gotten a hold of it, and they don't like me, so it's a thing now. But, I mean, last night was one of those games, and I get it. Clowney doesn't – it's not always that way. And honestly, Clowney is – he's double-teamed regularly. He was double-teamed a lot last night. Didn't matter. But he doesn't always have the production, the stats, which is so funny with Texan fan because Clowney sucks because he didn't put up sack numbers, right?
Right.
Mario Williams had all the sack numbers, but they were empty numbers. So they didn't count because those came in garbage. They're empty numbers. So you've either got to value the numbers or not. And to me, I value what I see. And I don't know the work ethic of Clowney. I imagine practice work ethic, it's probably not the greatest. I also know that DeAndre Hopkins doesn't really practice anymore.
No.
And I you know what? I don't care. If you're a baller and you ball on Sunday, I don't really care if you practice. That's so meaningless to me. And more often than not, Clowney's a dude who shows up and balls out on Sundays. Now, whether or not he actually, you know, pulls the quarterback down before he gets rid of the ball and it's credited as a sack, or it's a hurry or a pressure or a knockdown or a tackle for loss, Clowney is a havoc creator. He is a problem for defenses or for offenses. And I still stand by this firmly, and you're never going to change my mind. The Texans in 2019 would be better if Jadeveon Clowney was on this team than what they traded him for.
I agree. But the one thing, and I'm glad you brought up Mario Williams because people used to criticize him all the time too. When you're a high pick on the defensive line, fans are never going to embrace you unless you get a bunch of sacks. It's that simple.
But Mario did.
And, well, he did, but then it's like, oh, well, he takes plays off.
Yeah.
And he was a first pick. He should get more than 14 sacks. That's not enough.
Basically, what you mean is if you're a high pick on the defensive line and you're not J.J. Watt, you're going to be criticized. Is that what you mean?
Or Nick Bosa. I'd say Nick Bosa.
Oh, I meant if you're a Texan.
Well, but I mean, that's anywhere. That's any because most people don't appreciate what – it's like offensive linemen. So, oh, he got called for holding there. Well, you missed the 10 plays before that where he was trucking guys. And most people don't pay attention. They only say, oh, well, that guy got a sack. He's great. But – they make an impact in a lot of other ways. They force plays in a different direction. They force runners to go outside instead of inside, and that somebody else can make a play. And he does a lot of that, just like J.J. does. And even when J.J. is not getting sacks early, they say, oh, he's not playing well. But if you watch him, he was disrupting things.
The reality
and that's
is,
what they do.
If Clowney was on on the Texans today, he would be the best player on their defense.
Probably so.
Which is – that's the frustrating part is there's not a guy on the Texans who's better than him. So you can't tell me that it's I don't believe in addition by subtraction unless a guy's like a total clubhouse cancer. And I'm not taking Bill O'Brien's word for it that he was a problem. Because
why not?
Because I don't believe in Bill O'Brien.
He's coaching better and they're playing better.
I see Deshaun Watson tweeting at Clowney last. I see you, Clowney. I think if Clowney was like persona non grata in the Texans locker room, Watson wouldn't be showing him love for balling out on national television. I just don't believe it. So to me, what we saw last night is just an added frustration as to like what could have been with this season. And I'm not saying that the Texans defense isn't playing above their heads now. They are. I'm just saying they could be better.
346 says, come on, guys. No one appreciated Mario Williams when he was here, including y'all. Listen, 346, you obviously never listened to this show.
No.
That's just completely incorrect.
Yeah.
We were both all over.
We were Team Mario. Yeah. The only reason I wasn't upset when he left is because he went to Buffalo.
Yeah. So that, honestly, man, just don't just make bleep up.
That's all right.
Mr. Grass, where do we buy CDs in 2019? Comedy shows and local bands.
That's it.
Now, I found out the hard way, though, that I don't really, because I went to a show about a couple months ago.
And guys on the bridges in Vegas.
Yeah, those guys too.
Hey, man. I'm trying to make this music work. And then he puts a CD in your hand like it's going to be free. And then he's like, oh, I'm taking donations. And you're like, oh, well, here's $2. No, man, nope. Minimum donation is $10.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really a donation. You're trying to sell me your janky CD that I've never heard for $10. It doesn't work that way.
But I found out the hard way because, I went to a show and I bought, and all the bands were really good. So I bought like 3 CDs. And I got home and I realized I don't have a computer to download them with anymore.
Damn.
Because I've got a Mac. There's no CD player on there.
I actually bought an older Mac because I wanted a CD drive, and I still have one. This computer's on its last legs. I'm trying to make it last.
Yeah.
But
So I'm going to have to...
I paid extra to have a CD drive on mine, which is ridiculous. But, yeah, I paid extra for it because I had my... it was back when I was trying to learn Portuguese, and I had my Rosetta Stone CDs.
Yeah.
So now I don't care. My next computer won't have any of those things.
Well, now you can just buy an external CD burner that connects to your Mac, and
I know,
it's like
but who's
$30
that around?
No, you just keep it at home with your Mac, and it's $30.
See, that's what I need to do, because I need to, add all those to my iTunes. But Grimjow asks, which group is worse, Texans Twitter, Rockets Twitter, or Astros Twitter? I think it's Astros Twitter by far.
You think they're the worst?
Yeah, I think they're the worst.
Man,
Rockets Twitter is not as there's not as many of them.
The
frankly.
Worst of Rockets Twitter is the bots that randomly send out things about how great the Rockets are playing. I don't care. When Monday Night Football's going on last night, and it's like in the fourth quarter, and it's an awesome game, and some made up bot tweets me about how great the Rockets won tonight, it makes me not want to cheer for you even more.
I didn't get my bot tweet.
You didn't
last
get.
Night.
I got mine.
I usually get one after every game, but
and they target local Houston media. You're going to get one. You click on what they're, and it says the exact same thing, but it's at damn near everyone who works in radio in Houston.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
Well, and somebody had to set that bot up.
Yeah.
And then they put in whatever, James Harden,
Come on, man.
Yeah. This is why I don't bet NBA. I saw Rockets -6 last night, and I thought, man, that seems low. I might bet this. And then I didn't, and it pushed. So Vegas gets it right. That's why I don't bet NBA.
Yeah, it's a tough game to win at.
206 is Russell Wilson the front runner for MVP? Seahawks are a losing team without him. As of today, and I'm glad you asked that, because guess what my column is tomorrow?
Who should be the MVP?
Who's the MVP right now? I ranked the top 5.
Okay.
And basically, I did it around Deshaun Watson because he's third favorite in the Vegas odds. I don't have him third, just so you know. But I have Russell Wilson as the clear front runner right now.
I think he is.
And now that's going to change. Like in the next 3 weeks, like if Lamar Jackson just completely outplays Deshaun Watson and they wind up 10-2 with a victory over the Patriots, I think that could change. If Watson somehow leads them to victories in the next 3 games and goes nuts, I think he could move up. But I think he could also be completely eliminated by the end of this stretch, depending on how it goes. But right now, it's hard to argue with Russell Wilson.
The crazy
2 interceptions.
Yeah.
And 21 touchdowns.
And if you think about, if you watched that game last night and you really took into account what was on the field with him at that point, DK Metcalf, who's a rookie, he's a promising rookie, certainly, but he's most well known for his muscles at this point. And then everybody else was like, guys that you've probably never heard of, or guys who were sixth round draft picks who were overperforming. They're just a bunch of, for lack of a better word, they're kind of scrubs, and they're going out there and just they're winning games. And when you look around, Their defense is bad. The weapons that they've got around Russ are bad. Yet they're 8-2. If that doesn't scream MVP at you, I don't know what does, because when he's making guys like Jacob Hollister was a practice squad guy.
Yeah, there's still some players on that defense, including the guy you just spent 10 minutes praising. So let's not go
no,
that
but
far.
Statistically, their defense is bad.
Well, it's because, frankly, their offense is not very good, and if it weren't for Russell Wilson, they'd be 3-and-out every freaking time.
Before last night, tell the truth, did you know who Malik Turner was and that he was a wide receiver for the Seahawks?
No, but that doesn't... That's not
that dude's on the field like in overtime. He's the guy they're looking to. That's crazy to me. To me, Russell Wilson's the runaway, at least right now. It's way too early to really like crown anybody.
Yeah, well,
but if you put a gun to my head and said pick one now, it's him.
Well, and people ask where do you have this guy ranked? Well, read the column tomorrow. It hits at 6:55 in the morning, and I have Russell Wilson number one. But I don't think. I mean, so much can happen here over the next few games. But, yeah, to me, there's five guys who pretty much separate. Well, really four guys who've sort of separated themselves. And, you know, like a month ago, Christian McCaffrey would have been at the top of my list. Well, not anymore.
I mean, he's got to be in the conversation still, right?
Yeah, he's still on the list. So
I don't know what you do with Mahomes, because when he's on the field, I mean, he's just such a difference maker. But I think the rest of those guys, Deshaun, Russ, Lamar Jackson, those guys, they're all worthy of discussion. And even Dak Prescott, honestly, should be discussed at this point.
Yeah, there's I list all the guys who have odds on them. But realistically, I think some of those guys like Dak, I don't think are going to get there. Mahomes still could do it but the problem is with like Deshaun versus Jackson and Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, for that matter, who also, by the way,
Aaron Rodgers should be
is having a really good season now after a slow start. The problem is, last year, Patrick Mahomes stat whipped everybody to death.
Yes.
Nobody is going to do that out of these four guys. They're all going to have really good numbers, theoretically. So it's going to come down to who goes 13-3
you know,
who gets the big wins.
You say that, but Patrick Mahomes has missed two games and is less than 200 yards behind the league leader in passing yards. He still has only one interception on the year, and I think he's second or third. He's third in the league in touchdown passes. So
I still don't think he's going to blow away all these other guys, though, especially if when you start throwing in Lamar Jackson's rushing yards, you throw in and that touchdown interception ratio for Wilson and for Rodgers is ridiculous. And if those teams go 13-3 with those guys having good numbers and the Chiefs are 9-7, 10-6, I don't think he's going to win it, even if he puts up big stats.
Mahomes has a better touchdown interception rate than Aaron Rodgers. He's 18-1.
Yeah, well, they're also, 5-4 now?
Yeah.
And that matters in the NFL in particular.
Matter.
But I still think he could put up – well, he was going to put up a record number of yards before he got hurt.
Yeah. So. All right, I got to tell you about CBDMD.com. And by the way, maybe if he were using CBDMD, maybe he wouldn't be hurt all the time. Maybe he'd be feeling better. Just rub a little CBD on it. That's what I would do. And I've been using CBD Freeze after my workouts, and I've just never felt better. It's a roll-on menthol sort of thing. It's got a nice little cooling sensation, and it just zaps my pain. I've been feeling great. And on top of that, I always take the oil. I take the CBD oil every morning. I go big. I'm a 1,500 milligram guy. I take just a dropper of it and changes my mood for the day. I used to get headaches all the time. I don't get headaches anymore. And it makes me a happier person in general. Sleep better at night, the whole nine yards. They've got the oils. They've got gummies. They've got topicals. They've got it all. And they're making it easy. It's all safe. It's all clean. It's all high quality. They're making it easy for you to see what CBD can do for you. Our listeners get 20% off their order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
Jay Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and somebody asked a fair question. You know, would the Texans' record be better if they had Jadeveon Clowney? And I can't answer that because that gets back to what I was talking to before about how hard it is to quantify what a defensive end does for you. But I mean, I have to believe at some point he would have made a play. Now, he also probably would have jumped off sides and 11 times, but he would have made a play maybe that wins the Saints game for you, maybe that wins the Panthers game. There's no way of knowing. And, yeah, when he was the best player on their defense a couple years ago, they were 4-12. But that's, you know, that's the problem with it. They also had a horrible record when J.J. Watt was a dominant player. So that's why you can't really – I can't put a number on what it would mean. But I bet he'd win a game for you. And one game might mean an awful lot. But, yeah, it's not as easy to say, well, oh, Deshaun Watson's out there for – that's 6 points a game. It's hard to say. And that's part of the problem is that people – when you watch a game, you're like, he's not really having that big of an impact. But a guy like that has an impact. You can't really measure it either because maybe a team can't run the ball. Maybe Christian McCaffrey can't run the damn ball at all against him if he's here. I don't know. I mean, it's a hard question to answer. And then Chris says, speaking of MVP, how would you hedge this? He's got a $400 bet on Deshaun Watson at plus 3,500 that'll pay 14 grand if he wins. The problem with hedging that is the guys who are likely to beat him out, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes, who I think is plus 2,500 right now, the guys who would beat him out are too low of a price for you to hedge.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if Lamar Jackson is playing against him. They're head-to-head this week, which could be a big factor if it's close at the end. Fred's right. The problem is anybody that you'd want to hedge with, you wouldn't be able to hedge very, very much. It's one of those things. It's kind of, you're just going to have to. And I told you about this, like with the Cavs Warriors. It's like, well, I had that Cavs 30-1, and they were playing the Warriors. I knew they were going to lose. It's like, how much can you really hedge because the Warriors were such big favorites? It's like,
but in this case, if you get down to the end, and it's the numbers are still where they are, like Russell Wilson's still a plus number.
You can guarantee yourself a profit.
Yeah, bet a grand on Russell Wilson but don't
do it now.
No. You just ride that out until you get late in the season. Albert asked, do you think the NFL should flex the Texans-Ravens game to Sunday Night Football? No. And the reason for that is
Texans have a short week the next week.
The Texans
already
have a Thursday night game, and the last thing you want to do is play a Sunday night or even a 3 p.m. road game and then have to take that late flight home and then turn around for a short week.
So, when do they start flexing? Is that?
I think they can do it now, but that's the reason they wouldn't do that, because it would just be a ridiculous turnaround for a Thursday night game. So,
yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
I mean, yes, is it the best game this week? Absolutely. If they weren't playing on Thursday night, would I like to see it? For sure. But
I mean, although, is it the best game? New England at Philly's, it's up there too. I mean,
I just think the fact that you've got Jackson and Watson in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time we've got to see this since they were at Louisville and Clemson.
They've got Buffalo, Miami, Fred.
Ooh.
I mean,
the only other game you can make a case for is the Patriots Eagles, 456.
Thanks.
So, but yeah, you look at
Jets Redskins. Hello. Hello.
Redskins have a rookie quarterback now. He's going to play the rest of the year. Nope, that one doesn't get there.
Well, fine.
Is that all you got? Is that the best you can throw at me?
That's the best I got. Sorry.
But yeah, I think Patriots Eagles is the only other one. But, right now, I think this one's a little more meaningful in terms of who might be the 2 seed in the AFC. So.
Yeah, this is a pretty crappy card this week.
Yeah.
But that game isn't interesting. I mean, honestly, how many good cards are there going to be at this point? I mean,
well, I need to go research this, but have we ever had a season where we had this many bad teams that weren't even trying, and the league seems so split on, okay, these are, and even the good teams don't look that good, but there are so many just awful teams. When was the last time we had this many just truly awful teams?
Think about this.
No chance.
When's the last? So next week's noon card? Tell me which one of these games is even remotely interesting to you. 12 o'clock starts.
Okay.
Tampa at Atlanta. Denver at Buffalo. Giants at Bears. Steelers at Bengals. Dolphins at Browns. Panthers at Saints.
That's the best one. That's the best one right there.
Panthers at Saints?
Yeah.
Oof. Raiders at Jets. Lions at Redskins.
Oh, God.
That's the noon card next week. Now, what's funny is there's some decent games that week. The Colts-Texans game is interesting. That's Thursday night.
Yeah.
Dallas at New England is a 325 start.
How is that not a Sunday night game?
Green Bay at San Francisco is a 325 start.
How is that not a Sunday night game?
Well, the Sunday night game is not bad either. Seattle at Philly.
I still like those other two better.
Then Monday is Baltimore at the Rams.
That's a good one.
But all those, yeah. They're all put there. None of them are in that noon slot.
Ugh. Well, you know what, though? You can bet on all those games.
Yeah, just the same.
And you know where you can bet? MyBookie.ag. And AJ gave you a little basketball action. I give you a little hockey action for tonight. Go to MyBookie.ag and get down right now. And if you're new and you haven't signed up yet, well, if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And they've got all sorts of great deposit options for you. Make sure you pick the one that's best for you. But use promo code RADIO to get that double your money offer. And go to MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. The great thing about MyBookie is when you win, you're going to get paid. One of the big problems I've had with other sites is putting your money in was half the gamble. That is not the case with MyBookie. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it, and you don't have to jump through hoops. You just, boom, I want my money, and you get it done. You can also bet after the game starts. They've got in-game wagering, which I've been doing a lot of. I got home a little bit late last night, still got in on the Seahawks and made a few bucks on that. But it really is the website to play if you're going to get into the action. Use promo code RADIO to get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.